Morning.
Morning.
Confession is good and right, but it is just the first step. And we're familiar with 1 John 1:9, and we know that God is faithful and just to forgive and cleanse us when we confess. But the goodness of God leads us to repentance. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 9 says, "Now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that you sorrowed to repentance, for you were made sorry after a godly manner." Notice that confession isn't mentioned here. Paul is rejoicing specifically because the Corinthians repented. I looked up some information, some definition, and some commentary on repentance, and I'll share one paragraph from a site that I enjoyed. It says, "Regretting sin and turning from it is related to repentance, but it's not the precise meaning of the word. In the Bible, the word repent means to change one's mind. The Bible also tells us that true repentance will result in a change of actions. In summarizing his ministry, Paul declares, 'I preached that they should repent and turn to God and demonstrate their repentance by their deeds.'" That's from Acts chapter 26, verse 20. The full biblical definition of repentance is a change of mind that results in a change of action. Now, repentance starts with acknowledging sin with our mind and then confessing sin with our mouth. We're agreeing that God, with God, that we've sinned. And God is faithful and just to forgive us. Now, if we agree that God's word is right and good, and we confess that we've broken his command, then there should be a godly sorrow that leads to repentance. Luke chapter 15, verse 10 says, "Likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth." Notice again, confession is not mentioned here. There is joy after we confess and repent. Dear Father, God, we like the idea of joy, and sometimes we're okay with confession, but Lord, repentance is hard and can be very difficult. Lord, we thank you that you are the God with us and that you are the giver of every good gift. And Lord, we pray that you would change our mind in some areas, that we could be more like your Son. For your glory, we pray. In Jesus' name.